Okay, Quran Chaf Ahmed Aleph by Remy Amar Rebbe Yonason Ben Elazar. Says Rebbe Yonason Ben Elazar, Nafla ma'afaratu himenu, his garment fell from him, va'amalak aveiro, and he said to his friend, Tina Li, please pass it to me. V'nasnalo, and he gave it to him. Okay, Tamea, the halacha is it's Tamea. Amar Yonason Ben Amram, a second halacha. Nischalvaloi Kalim Shel Shabbos, he accidentally picked up his Shabbos clothing, but Kalim Shel Chol instead of his weekday clothing. The Lavshon, and he inadvertently wore his Shabbos clothes. Nitzmu'u, they become Tommy. Third halacha, Amar Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, Ma'aseh B'Shtei Nashim, there was a story with two ladies, Chaveiros, who were actually learned ladies, Shenischalvu Lahen Kalehem, that their garments became switched the base hemilchots whilst they were in the bathhouse. Rabbah Maisa Lithay Rabbi Akiva, the incident came before Rabbi Akiva, Bertim on, and he said, they are Tamei. Domaskifla Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yoshia has a kasha. Elmiyat, if that's the case, Hoishit Yado Lasal, little paschitin, somebody who extended his hand into a basket in order to take paschitin, wheat bread. But also Yado and came in his hand by accidentally pass Sa'urim, barley bread. Hachi Nami, you're going to tell me that that's Tommy because he didn't realize, basically, even though he intended to guard it, as soon as he didn't know what it was, the Shmira doesn't work. The Chitay Mahachi Nami, you're going to tell me that's true, but Tanya, bring your prices, it's not like that. A Mashama, Esachaveis, somebody was guarding the barrel, Becheska Shel Yain, and he thought it was fine wine. Then Nim, say Shel Shemen, and they found out it was Shemen. Tahora, nevertheless, it's Tahoyram the Tamei from tamming other things up. So you see over here that it's not Matame other things. Ah, we'll push back. According to your opinion, Amos Sefer, it says in the latter part of that Brice of Asura, Mile'echol, you can't eat the olive oil. So might, why not? So isn't there a lack of guarding over here since he didn't know what it was? No, it says Rabbi Yermi, I'm Rabbi Yermi, no, that's not Akasha. But Oymer Shmartiyah, this is a case where the guy said, I was guarding it, Midama Matama, but it was a partial guarding. I guarded it from something that should contaminated it, that it could contaminate other things. But lo, Midama Poisla, but I didn't guard it from things that will just merely poisle it up, and then it won't, and which will not be able to contaminate other things. So that's the answer, basically. So what I guarded for, I succeeded, and that was a guarding. So you see, so if you guard, you guard. Amit Ikan says, is there such a thing though, with Nituris Lapalda? This answer is based on the principle that there's a half guarding. Is there such a thing? Yes, there is. Batani will prove that. Hoishit Yadu Basel, somebody extended his hand to a basket. Basel al Ksefo, and the basket was on his back. Vamagrepa Patochasel, and there was a ash shovel in the basket. Vahaya Baliboy, and his hands, and his, it was in his heart, Alasel, on the basket. The Lord High Believer, Allah Magrafer, and his mind was not on the Magrafer, on the Ashton. So the halacha is a sal tahor, the basket is pure, but Magrafer, Tameah, and the Magrafer is Tommy. Okay, we're on Chaf Ahmed Aleph, about two thirds down nearly. Oh, ask the Gemara, right? So we just said, basically, this person stuck his hand in his back basket and accidentally touched the ash shovel. We said that the basket is tahor and the ash shovel is tamei. So, ask the Gemara, hasal tahor? Why is the basket tahor? To tamei am a grave or a sal? Why doesn't the ash shovel tamei up the basket? So answer the Gemara, ein kli matamei kli. Because we know that there's a principle that one kli, which is a Rishon, cannot matame up another kli to make it a sheni. Ah, but ulatame mash of a sal. Why doesn't the ash shovel at least tame up the contents of the basket, which were figs? So Amar Ravina says, Ravina, oh, it must be, but oy mishamartiv, midavot matamoi, in a case where the person said, I guarded this shovel from preventing it from becoming to the level that it can tame other things, below midavot poslo, but not from it becoming merely possible. So we see over here that it's such a partial guarding. So it says now back to our kasha, mekom mekom kasha. So this brayso we brought earlier that says that the olive oil does not tammy other things up, even though he thought it was wine. So the kasha holds. But oh, then a further kasha. Okay, Moisiv Rabbavatavua, Maisa Bishachas. Once upon a time, there's a woman. Shabbos Lifnei Rabbi Shmuel. She came in front of Rabbi Shmuel. Bramullah, she said to him, Rabbi, Begid Zeh Aragti, this garment I wove it, the Tahara, and I bid to the mikvah, I was Tahar. Beloi Hai Belibi, however, it wasn't in my heart, Lashomra Batara. I didn't have intent to guard it for purity. Even though I was pure, but I didn't have a kavana to guard it. And with Toich Bedikos, so now Rabbi Shmuel checked her out, and through those Bedikos, Shahaya Rabbi Shmuel Boika, he checked her. Amrlo, she said to him, Rabbi, you should know, Nida Moshcha Imi Bechevel. There was actually, at one point, this Nida, this little lady was a Nida, helped me stretch out the thread on the loom. And that's, you see over there, she didn't realize, but it was Tommy. So I'm a Rabbi Shmuel, says Rabbi Shmuel, he comments, Kamek Doilim Divir Chachomim, how great are the words of the Chachomim, Shaharim, that they said, the following, Belivoy L'shomra Tor. If it's in his mind to guard it, it is Tor. However, Ein Belivoy L'shomra, if he doesn't have intent to guard it, sir, L'shomra, it's Tommy, because something might inadvertently happen, like we see with this story with a woman that she had a need, a helper. Shub Maiser V'Yisharachas, there's another incident with a woman, Shabbos Lifnei Rabbi Shmuel, that she came before Rabbi Shmuel. Amrlo, she said to him, Rabbi, Mapazu, this tablecloth, Aragtiyo, the Tara, I wove it whilst I was pure, I've been to the mikvah. But lo, I believe the Shomra, but I forgot to have the kavona to guard it from Tumah. And we talk about Diko Shahaya Rabbi Shmuel Boika, and through the checkings that Rabbi Shmuel checked her, Amrlo, she said to him, Rabbi, Nima Nifsikali. Oh, she said to him, Rebbe, Anima is a thread, broke, leave the Koshatiya, and I tied it, Befer, with the aid of my mouth, and in her mouth she had spit. And this was whilst it was in the thread stage, before it can be Kabbal Tumah. A thread doesn't be Kabbal Tumah, it's only when it's actually more of a, like a patch can be Kabbal Tumah. But the water from Anida, she was Anida at that time, because she didn't think she had to be a problem because it was only a thread, and that spit was still wet when it became a partial tablecloth, and therefore it was Tommy, inadvertently, because she didn't have intent. So Amar Rishmael, says Rishmael, Kamigdolim, Divra Chachomim, how great the words of the Chachomim, Sharon Rim, that he said, Believe on the Shoim Road Tor, if it's in his intent to guard it, it's Tor. Abel boy, Lashoim wrote Tommy. If it's not in his heart to God, it's Tommy. So now we're going to speak out. So this is like a kasha over here, and we're going to answer the kasha straight away, basically. Bishloma l'Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Bar Tzadok. According to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, who said he was the last of the three halachic cases with the two ladies who switched the clothes in the bathhouse, kol achas v'achas oimeres, each woman will say to herself, chaverti, My acquaintance, she's not a friend anymore, my acquaintance is Ashes Amar Oretz. Her husband, is an Amar Oretz. So they're not really holding with purity. So she doesn't guard the garment at a level of purity for her friend. So each one will say that. And Rabbi Yonason ben Amram, according to Rabbi Yonason ben Amram, he was the Shabbos clothes one, accidentally took his Shabbos clothes, Nami. Kivin de Kailim de Shabbos, seen as there are the Shabbos clothes, Avid Lushimo Tefei, he does generally for them a higher level of guarding, of purity, because he's Shabbos clothes. And now we didn't realize at the time that he was Shabbos clothes, so Masoch died to me and Ayu. He wasn't basically giving them the full guarding that they needed. So it's as if he didn't guard them. So we understand over here there was a lack of guarding. Yeah, but if you guard, right, we saw from the right, it was Mashman Rishmael. If you would guard, it would be good. But so these two cases, the lack of guarding. So Elul Rabbi Yonason, according to Rabbi Yonason, Ben Awaza, the first case, right, Novit, when he dropped his garment and he said, "Hey friend, please give it to me," and his friend was a Talmid Chacham. So Navi Lahu Shimur, why doesn't the guy who the dropper do a Shimur v'yadei dechabrei? Why doesn't he watch what his friend's doing while he passes it to him and guard it? If you have intent to guard, it should be enough. So what's going on? So answers the Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Chazaka, it's a halachic principle. Ein Adam Mishama Ma Shibiyad Chaveiro. A person does not guard what's in the hand of his friends. You guard what's in your hand, but you don't guard what's in your counterpart's hands. So that's why over here, he took his mind off it. When you take your mind off it, we say that we give it the status of Tommy, because maybe something happened. Ask the Gemara below, is that true? Yeah, but Tanya, we got a kasha. Hooray, Shayu Chomer. Basically, that you do, it's going to say that you do guard something in someone else's hand. Right, so there's this guy, Hooray Shayu Chomerov. He was a businessman, and he had Chomerov, means donkey drivers, Upoilov, and his workers, two named Taros. They were carrying for him barrels of wine in earthenware vessels. Avopisha, Hiflig Mehen, even though the boss, who was a Talmud Chochem, disappeared, the Yosemite Mill was more than a kilometre away. Yet, Tahorosov, Tahoros, his pure food remains pure. So you see over here, he set up the situation because these guys were scared that it was going to come back at any minute. So therefore, his things remain pure. So we see over here, basically, that a person can guard what's in the hand, does guard what's in the hand of his friends. And the Sefer, V'im Amalahem, if he said to them, L'chu, go, V'ani Avoy Acharechem, and I'll come later, I'm going to get a coffee. Kivin Shiz Almo Einov Mehem, since they were out of eyesight, Mehem, Taurus of Tamils, they're, in that case, the Tommy. So Maishna Ratio, what's the difference between the Ratio and Maishna Sefer? What's the image of the safer? Must be in the ratio that basically he did an effective guarding, and we see over here that he did a guarding in the hand of his friend. So we see he can do a guarding in the hand of his friend. Kasha. So answers the Gemara. No. Amari Yitzchak Nafcha. Ratio, no, the ratio of that Braista is the Mataya Chomar of Apoilov. He sanctified his donkey drivers and his workers, Makach. He made them go to the mikveh. He said, if you want this job, you have to go to the mikveh first. So over here, there's no guarding required, because everybody's torn. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi Sefer Nami. If that's the case, though, so in the Sefer as well, if everybody's torn over here, there's no guarding required, so why? Where's the tumor over here? So, answers the Gemara, Ein Ama Oret Makpid Al Maga Chavero. Because, true, the workers are torn, but maybe his friend's going to come along, and he's going to say, hi, how are you doing? And he's going to start looking in the wine barrels, and end up switching the wine, and tam it up, because his friend didn't go to the mikvah. So ask the Gemara back. So, Iachi Rejanami, if that's the case, the Reisha also, why am I concerned that, you know, that Amar is his friend, so he's going to touch the wine? So answer the Gemara, Babalahem Derech HaKolton. Now, in the we're talking about over here, where it was a windy road, and these guys are a bit nervous, and they're worried that the boss may come any minute. So therefore, they're not going to let the friend touch it. But ask the Gemara, Iachi Sefer Nami. So if that's the case, the Sefer also should do the same thing. They should also be concerned and don't let the friend touch it. So answer the Gemara. Kivin de Amalahu. No. As soon as he said in the case of the Sefer of the Braisa, he said to them, Luchu, go, v'ani avo acharechem, and I'll come after you. Yeah, they know that when that means it's going to be at least an hour. So Nismach Samcha Daitaihu, they have Smichas Das, they feel confident that he's not going to come. And therefore, they'll let their friend touch it. So therefore, we see over here that basically we pushed it off, I think, basically, right? We see over here the problem in the Sefer was that because he said, I'm going to be a while, so they weren't scared, so the friend may touch it. And in the Reisha, they were there was no problem with the friends because they may have come any minute. The Balabais may be scared. And the works themselves were Tahor, right? So therefore, there was no guarding required for them. So therefore, there is no problem of Tumah. But we didn't disprove that a person does not guard what's... There's a chazaka that a person does not guard what's in his hand's friends. So that stays. A person does not guard what's in his friend's hand. Okay. Zayo.